Jell-O Puddings present...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith, and starring Esther Stone as Henry with Jackie Chester Coleman. And here they are.
Just a taste of Jell-O puddings, and believe me, you will know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Yes, that was Henry and Homer in their own particular cheer song for Jell-O puddings. Because you never tasted anything better. Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings. Chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Try them. Compare them. See if you don't say that Jell-O puddings are richer, creamier, more all-round delicious. And they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. Above all, when it comes to Jell-O puddings, you never tasted anything better. And now for the Aldrich Family. Happy times are sometimes pretty difficult to recall. But to many of us, the happiest days of our life were those of our youth. And a surefire way to relive them is to make the acquaintance of a typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich. It's evening, and the scene opens at the Aldrich dinner table.
Sam, will you have some more potatoes?
Yes, please, Alice. Thank you.
Will you have some, Mary?
No, thank you, Mother.
How about you, Henry? More potatoes? Henry?
Henry?
Henry.
Mother?
Yes?
May I please have some more potatoes?
What?
Henry, do you feel well?
Sure, I never felt better in my life.
Oh, my goodness, you look as if you're half dead.
Is that the phone? That's the phone.
Henry, pick up that chair.
But the phone's ringing.
Henry, don't run.
I'm not running.
Pick on the phone,
Rob. No, I won't. Oh, oh.
What happened?
I just slipped on the rug. That's all. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Cynthia.
What are you doing?
Having my supper.
Really and truly?
Uh-huh.
So am I.
Really and truly?
Uh-huh.
What are you having?
Lancha.
Oh.
What are you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I can't remember.
Well.
Well,
goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Cynthia.
Henry, where are you?
Here in the living room, Father.
What are you doing?
I thought I'd listen to the radio a while.
But, Henry, what about your supper?
Supper? Oh, gee, I forgot.
You forgot? You forgot you were right in the middle of supper?
Okay, Mary. If you're so interested in eating, why don't you go on and eat?
Henry, there's no need to snap at your sister.
But, Father, she snapped at me first.
I did not. My goodness, a person can't even ask you a civil question these days.
All right, Mary, that's enough.
Well, I wonder how Kathleen is enjoying her little vacation.
Oh, is Kathleen away?
My goodness, Father, don't you remember how Henry sulked around here for days after she left?
All right, Mary.
Have you written to Kathleen recently, Henry? Henry?
What? Oh, no thanks, Mother. I don't care for any.
You don't care for any of what?
Whatever Mother was offering me.
Dear, I wasn't offering you anything. I merely asked if you'd written to Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yes, dear. Kathleen Anderson.
Oh, her. No, she hasn't.
She hasn't what?
Written to me.
Dear, that isn't what I asked you.
I mean, she hasn't phoned. Oh, that reminds me.
Where are you going?
Now it's my turn to phone Cynthia.
Henry, your dinner. Henry?
Henry? Henry! Well, my goodness. Sam, what are we going to do?
There isn't anything to worry about, Alice. They all go through it.
Not like this. Ever since he met that Cynthia, he seems to have completely lost his mind. That's what I say, Mother.
No, Alice, he's just lost his heart. It's a perfectly normal reaction.
Reaction to what?
Spring, Alice, spring. It's just a little late catching up with Henry, that's all.
Well, if summer doesn't get here soon, he's going to starve to death. Just look at his plate. And Sam, I'm sure he's not studying.
That's not abnormal.
Now, Sam.
All right, if it's going to worry you, just forbid him to see the girl for a few weeks.
Oh, no, Sam, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, Henry's extremely sensitive. We might give him a complex he'd never get over.
Oh, nonsense, Alice.
The thing to do is divert him.
If I could just keep him from going over to Cynthia's for one evening.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I'll have to hurry.
Where are you going, dear?
No, down to the church. I promised Helen Forbes I'd lend her something blue.
Something blue? What is it?
But just something, Father.
Oh. Oh.
When is she getting married, dear?
On Saturday. They're having the rehearsal down at the church tonight.
Helen Forbes, is she that pretty girl who's been over here a few times?
Yes, Father, she's a friend of mine.
Well, a friend of yours, and she's getting married. Well.
Sam, why are you looking at Mary like that?
Father, she's 3 years older than I am.
My, won't Helen make a beautiful bride with that lovely blonde hair?
Mother.
Well, hello there, Henry. Nice to have you with us.
Yes, sir. Well, goodbye.
Dear, where are you going?
No place, Mother. Just over to Cynthia's.
Again?
Gee whiz, Mary. I haven't been there since last night.
Hey, Henry.
Well, here's Homer. Isn't that nice?
Huh? What does he want?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Hen, old timer. Let's go.
Let's go where?
Any place, Hen, old pal. I'll treat you to the movies, or we could go over to my house and fool around.
Homer, I can't.
Did I tell you I got a brother for my stuffed rattlesnake?
Doesn't that sound lovely?
But, Homer, I have a previous engagement.
But, Henry, who am I going to pal around with?
Henry, I'm afraid you won't be able to see Cynthia tonight, after all.
I won't?
I want you to run an errand for me.
But, Mother...
Mary, please run and get that parcel. Let's go to the church.
Oh, but, Mother...
Now, Mary, I think Henry is definitely the one to deliver it.
Oh, I understand.
You understand what, Mary?
Mary, are you doing anything to learn?
Look, Mother, look, I've already promised Cynthia.
Now, dear, I'm sure you think more of your own mother than you do of Cynthia. Even though she's a very nice girl, in her own way.
Well, sure, but... Well, sure.
Now, please go and get your coat on.
Well, sure, but...
Henry, dear, what your mother said.
But, Father...
Henry!
Yes, Father, I'm doing...
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Just occurred to me, Sam, a wedding rehearsal.
What about it?
I wonder if I should expose Henry to an atmosphere like that in his present frame of mind.
On the contrary, Alice, I think it should do him good.
You do?
Yes. Might make him realize the finality of it all.
Sam, what do you mean by that?
Now then, we'll begin the rehearsal at the beginning. The groom stands here.
Here, Mr. Carson?
That's right, Tom. And the best man here. That's right. Now the ushers lead the procession. The bridesmaid is next, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Carson.
And then, of course, the bride. And may I take this opportunity, Helen, to say that a prettier bride has never graced this church.
Thank you, Mr. Carson.
Now then, we'll start with the procession.
You don't want me to walk down the aisle now, do you, Mr. Carson?
Oh, no, Helen, it's that low.
Of course. Doreen will take your place.
All right. Would you mind if I stepped out to the vestibule for a little air until you're ready for me?
Go right ahead, Helen. We'll let you know when we're ready to rehearse the ceremony.
Thank you.
Now, are we all ready? You ready at the organ, Mrs. McLean?
Yes, Mr.
Carson. Oh, hello. Are you looking for somebody?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for some girl called Jean Wiz.
What's the matter?
Well, Jean... Hello.
Hello.
Gee, I didn't expect to see anybody as pretty as you. I mean, you know, at a wedding, everybody's usually pretty old.
Well, yes, I guess they are. Who did you say you were looking for?
I can't remember.
You can't? Well, what's your name?
Why, Henry? Yeah, Henry.
My name's Helen, Helen Ford.
Well, gee, you're the one I have to give this to.
Thank you very much. What is it?
My sister Mary wouldn't tell me.
Oh, I understand. This is from Mary Aldrich. You're her brother.
Yeah. She's my sister. See, who's getting married anyway? Oh, there she is, walking down the aisle. See, I wonder who the poor guy is.
Oh, you don't believe in marriage?
Well, I don't know. See, you get married and all the romance goes right out of life. Except in certain cases, that is.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, you take... Are you married?
Not yet.
Me either. I mean, well, gee whiz, I guess I'd better be running along. Goodbye, Miss...
Goodbye, Helen.
Goodbye, Helen.
Hi, Helen, old-timer.
Homer, what are you doing here?
I just happen to be passing. Gee, what a coincidence, eh, Henry? Hen? Say, listen, do you know what's on at the Bijou tonight?
What?
The best cowboy movie you ever saw. I've seen it 3 times, and it gets better every time.
Excuse me, Homer. Will you stop jumping in front of me?
Oh, boy. You mean you're still going over to see Cynthia?
Cynthia?
Yeah.
Cynthia who?
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Sit right down, Mary. Your breakfast is all ready.
My goodness, I'm starved.
Isn't this a lovely morning? My, I can't remember when I've seen a nicer day.
Yes, looks just like an ordinary day to me.
Well, perhaps it's because I feel so happy. Sam, did you know my little plan worked?
What little plan?
Diverting Henry last night by sending him over to the church. He's completely lost interest in Cynthia.
Now, Alice, a reversal like that could hardly take place in a few hours.
Well, it has. Cynthia phoned here this morning, and Henry asked me to tell her he was out of town.
Really, Mother?
Is that so? You mean he's back to normal?
Absolutely, dear.
Well.
Good evening, everybody.
What?
I mean, good afternoon. I mean, what time is it?
It's morning.
Oh.
May, 1948. Friday.
Friday? Oh, then I have to go to school. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Henry, you haven't eaten your breakfast.
Oh, I haven't? Okay.
He's out of town, all right. He's out of the world.
Sam, you're mistaken about the whole thing.
Yeah? Henry?
Yes, Father?
Done your Christmas shopping yet?
Not yet. I'll get around to it sometime this week.
What? My goodness.
Hey, Henry, are you going to school?
I'm coming, Homer.
Henry, haven't you forgotten something?
Oh, sure. Merry Christmas.
Hi, good old pal.
Hi.
Your phone's ringing.
I know. Hold my books a second, will you?
Sure, old timer.
Hello?
Hey, hello. Is that Henry?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Helen Ford.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Homer, beat it.
Well, gee whiz.
Hello, Helen.
Hello.
How are you? Imagine you phoning. I mean, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Could I speak to Mary, please?
Mary? Wouldn't I do?
Well, you could give her the message. I just wanted to thank her for that package she sent over last night.
Well, gee, I'll tell her.
All right, thank you, Henry. Goodbye.
Wait, well, wait a minute.
Yes?
I just mean, well, while you're on the phone... Boy, isn't this a nice day?
Yes, it's lovely. I only hope it's as nice tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Is anything special happening tomorrow?
But in a way, yes.
Oh, I guess you have to go to that darn wedding, huh?
Yes, I think I should.
Well, gee, do you really have to? Couldn't I get along without you?
Henry, do you happen to know who's getting married tomorrow?
Who cares? And listen, Helen, you can take it from me. The whole thing's pretty boring.
Oh, really?
Sure. Gee whiz, they're all the same. If you've been to one, you've been to them all.
Henry, why don't you come along tomorrow? I don't think you'll find it boring.
You're inviting me?
Yes, will you come?
Well, I come, I'll say. And look, what are you doing afterwards?
What? Well, I'll see you afterwards, Henry.
You will? You will?
Goodbye now.
Oh, boy. Goodbye. Oh, boy, Homer.
Hey, Henry, we're
going to
be late.
Homer, guess who that was that just phoned me? Helen Forbes.
Helen Forbes? The Helen Forbes that's a friend of Mary's?
Yeah.
Henry, why are you looking like that? She's old enough to be your grandmother.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you how old she is, Homer. She just made a date with me for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, for a wedding, and then we're going out someplace afterwards.
But, Henry, tomorrow's a perfectly good Saturday. I plan on us going someplace swell tomorrow.
Let's see, where could I take her?
I thought we might go on a swell picnic.
Say, a picnic?
Or to a ball game.
Homer, that's a wonderful idea. We'll go to a ball game.
We will?
I bet Helen loves ball games.
We have to take Helen?
Homer, I'm sorry, but there won't be room for you.
There won't? But Henry, what's to become of me?
For something very special in grand desserts, try those exciting new members of the famous Jell-O pudding family. Jell-O tapioca puddings, a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. Get that luscious light Jell-O vanilla tapioca, or that rich, candy good Jell-O chocolate tapioca. And now, newest of all, comes Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. Man, that tempting orange flavor with coconut added is the most glamorous dessert yet. It's crammed full of fresh, tangy goodness. It's wonderfully rich and creamy. All three Jell-O tapioca puddings are ready prepared, quick as a flash to fix, and nothing to go wrong. All you do is add the milk, then cook in an ordinary saucepan. And Jell-O tapioca puddings cook to rich perfection in just about 5 minutes. Jell-O vanilla tapioca, Jell-O chocolate tapioca, and newest of all, Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. Ask for Jell-O tapioca puddings, a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. In the spring, a young man's fancy, well, you know the rest of it. This particular spring, Henry's fancy has turned to a young lady who happens to be getting married. But Henry thinks she's planning on spending the day with him. The scene opens in a Centerville florist shop.
Now, set that basket of lilies over here where it's cool. Careful of the roses.
Oh, mister?
Touch the bride's bouquet. I'll do that myself. Yes, sir, may I help you?
Yes, sir. Please, I'd like to order a corsage, and I'm in a hurry.
A corsage?
Yes, please. Of flowers.
What kind of flowers?
Well, I'll tell you. It's for a girl to wear to a wedding, see, and I've spent most of my money for tickets to the baseball game.
How about a nice spring corsage of daisies?
Well, gee, I don't know. You take daisies.
They're the cheapest we've got.
They are? Well, yes. Yes, I think daisies would be just about perfect. Sure.
I'll make up a corsage right away. I hope you don't mind if I rush you a little. We're very busy getting ready for the wedding this afternoon.
The wedding? Yeah, I'm getting ready for that, too. Have to get a haircut and get my shoes shined.
I sure envy the lucky guy that wins Helen Forbes today.
Helen Forbes? Oh, gee whiz, that's me.
You?
Sure.
Go on.
Yeah, boy, I can hardly believe it myself.
But I thought you'd be... Well, aren't you a little... Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I certainly wish you all the best of luck. And may all your troubles be little ones.
Yeah. What's that?
But say, what do you want these daisies for?
Why, they're for Helen.
Miss Forbes? But her flowers have already been ordered.
They have? What kind did she order?
White roses.
White roses? How much is that going to cost me?
Oh, they're all paid for.
They are? They're paid for? Well, gee whiz, that's considerate of her.
Hey, Henry.
Oh, Homer.
Gee, old-timer, what a coincidence. I just happened to be passing, and just by coincidence, I saw you in here.
Yeah, well, it's been nice seeing you, Homer.
Isn't this a swell day, Hen?
Yeah. Just forget about those daisies, mister.
Okay.
Isn't it a perfect day for a picnic? Hen? Boy, is he out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He does seem pretty young to be taking a step like this.
Well, he does the same thing every spring.
Every spring?
Sure. One thing, though, it doesn't last long.
How long?
About a week.
Now, wait a minute. Do you mean to say he only stays married for a week?
Married? Married?
Well, sure. Didn't you know he's getting married today?
Who told you? Who told you?
He did.
Oh, boy. I knew it would come to this. Oh, boy.
Where's Mary?
She's upstairs getting ready for Helen Forbes' wedding.
Oh, is that today? Well, I'm glad we don't have to go. Oh,
don't you like weddings, dear?
One's enough in any man's life.
Mother! Mother!
Yes, Henry?
Where's my blue shirt, too?
It's in your closet, dear.
Well, I think maybe I'll go out to the golf course.
Mother! Mother!
What is it, Henry?
Who hid my polka dot tie?
Dear, nobody hid it. It's in your top drawer.
No, it isn't. I dumped out every one of my drawers, and it isn't. Oh, here it is.
Alice, where's he going this afternoon?
I think to a baseball game.
He's wearing his blue serge suit to a baseball game? What's he going to do, umpire?
Well, dear, I haven't wanted to worry you, but frankly, the whole thing has me puzzled, too.
How do you mean?
Well, first thing this morning, he borrowed a dollar for a corsage. He said his life depended on it.
A corsage?
Sam, I asked him who it was for, and do you know what he said?
What?
Sam, he hedged.
Well, he's probably taking some girl.
But, dear, if he's just taking a girl to a baseball game, why wouldn't he come out and say so? And do you know he hasn't eaten a bite of food since yesterday?
Hey, Mrs. Aldrich.
Alice, can't we keep that front door locked?
Every time I try it, Sam, he comes in the dining room window.
I just want to say, Mrs. Aldrich and Mr. Aldrich, that you can count on me.
We certainly can.
You'll miss Henry at first, sure. But I'll try to be a real son to you.
I beg your pardon?
Only,
Boy, after all these years, wouldn't you think he would at least have told me?
Told you what?
Well, I'm not holding it against him, Mr. Aldrich. Gee, if he wants somebody else to be best man. Gee, I understand.
Now, wait a minute. Homer, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, when Henry gets married.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll be best man, dear. But Henry won't be getting married for some time.
Gee whiz, don't you think this afternoon's pretty close?
This afternoon?
Sam!
Who is it?
Oh, Father.
May I come in, son?
Sure, Father. Come on in. I hope you don't mind if I go on getting ready.
You go right ahead. You getting ready for something pretty important?
I'll say. Boy, this is the biggest day of my life.
I see. Going to the baseball game, eh, son?
Yes, sir. That's one of the things.
I see. Well, now, I hope you won't think I'm trying, but would you feel like telling me what the other things are?
Just something I'm doing first, Father. I don't think you'd be interested.
I might be.
Oh, you'd only laugh at me.
Oh, why should I laugh?
You'd think I was too young. I mean, just because a girl happens to be a couple years one way or the other.
I suppose I give you my word I won't laugh.
Well, I'm just stopping off at the church for a little while.
The church? I see.
See, Father, it's the funniest thing. I never even thought she was interested. And then, boy, right out of a clear blue sky, she asked me point blank.
She asked you?
Sure, that's the wonderful part. Boy, I never could have gotten around, get up enough nerve to ask her. She even paid for her own flowers.
Henry, did it occur to you that your mother and I might have liked to meet her?
You have met her, Father. Her name's Helen Forbes.
Helen Forbes? But she's going to... Helen Forbes?
What's the matter, Phone?
Excuse me.
Gee whiz.
Alice!
Sam, what did he say? Did you find out?
Alice, there's nothing to worry about. I don't know where he got the idea, but he thinks he's marrying Helen Forbes.
What? Oh, my heaven.
So all we have to do is to tell him point blank that she's marrying somebody else.
Sam, we can't possibly do that.
Why not?
A sensitive boy like Henry? Sam, we'll have to find a way to soften the blow. A shock like that could turn him against women for life.
Hello, Mother. I'm Pony from the Haven's drugstore. And look, do we have any rice at home? We don't. But, Mother, I have to have some. And listen, if your best friend was getting married, what would you think of a pair of stuffed rattlesnakes for a present? One for each of them.
Oh, Miss Forbes. Miss Forbes, the minister's waiting. Everyone's ready to start.
Everyone will just have to wait, Mr. Burgess. Please hold everything up for a few minutes. Now then, Mrs. Aldrich, where were we?
Well, first of all, Helen, I'd better be the one to tell him.
Yes, I think so.
And then I'll give him his new wristwatch.
Yes, Mary.
And then I'll tell him that he's going on a nice trip to visit his Uncle John.
And I'll tell him about doubling his allowance.
And then, Helen, you step forward.
Yes, and I'll say, Henry, we want to be good friends of yours, Tom and I.
That's good.
We want you to know that our house is open to you and we hope to see you there often.
My, that's lovely. And, Helen, I'll promise to keep him away.
Now, does anyone know where Henry is?
I think he's out in the vestibule. Come along, everyone. Oh, not you, Helen. You wait a minute.
Henry.
Father and Mother. Gee whiz, what are you doing here?
Well, dear.
Henry.
Hello, Henry. Henry.
Yes, Mother?
Henry.
Excuse me, but does anybody happen to know why the wedding is being held up?
Yes, Doreen.
Why, gee. Hello.
Hello. And my name's Doreen. I'm a bridesmaid.
Yeah, you are? Gee, you're about the prettiest bridesmaid I ever... Gee, hello. What's your name again?
Doreen. What's yours?
Doreen. I mean Henry.
Henry.
Look. Would you like to go for a little walk out on the lawn?
Why, that would be lovely.
Henry, we did have something to tell you, but, Henry?
Henry? Henry?
We can go out this way.
Oh.
Well, watch out for your veil.
Oh, thank you.
Here, take my arm. Let me help you down the steps.
My, aren't you thoughtful? Here, let me give you one of my flowers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God!
Hey!
What's that boy throwing
long life and happiness. Happy wedding day.
Hey, cut it out! What are you throwing at us?
Macaroni. I couldn't get any more.
Now listen, Homer. Boy, Homer, after what we've been through, do I need a pickup? Come on, let's go down to DeHaven.
Sure, Hen.
The only thing is, gee whiz, we've only got a nickel between us. Come on, think fast, Homer, think fast.
Well, Henry, when I came through your kitchen...
Yeah?
Just by coincidence, the refrigerator door sort of opened, and just by coincidence... There was a bowl of Jell-O butterscotch pudding with marshmallows on top.
Boy, Homer, what are we waiting for? That's a swell idea.
Why, of course, Jell-O puddings always are a swell idea because you never tasted anything better. Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings, a trio of treats. And that's why folks enjoy them so much. Sure, Jell-O puddings are nourishing. Sure, they look tempting and luscious. And sure, they're easy to fix. But the main thing about Jell-O puddings is they taste so grand. Smooth as cream, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. They're made with milk and nourishing. They cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. But first and foremost, when it comes to Jell-O puddings, you never tasted anything better.
Hoping you'll be in your living room and ours next week at this same time. Good night, folks.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jodry and Del Dinsdale with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. Ezra Stone is currently appearing in The Alchemist at the New York City Center Theater. And this is Dwight Weiss in New York saying, The Aldrich Family was brought to you by Jell-O Pudding.
Just a taste of Jell-O puddings, and believe me, you will know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
The Burns and Allen program, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.